legs in shoes.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A mistrial has been declared in the trial of a Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Officer William Porter had faced involuntary manslaughter and other charges in connection with Gray's death in police custody in April. Jurors had indicated yesterday that they were deadlocked and the judge told them to continue deliberations. The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. Fed Chief Janet Yellen commented on the hike today.
With the economy performing well and expected to continue to do so, the committee judged that a modest increase in the federal funds rate target is now appropriate.
The federal funds rate is being boosted by a quarter point. Fed Chair Janet Yellen said the rate hike comes after a steady period of economic recovery. The Fed had kept interest rates near zero since late 2008. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. Word from Harrison County, Mississippi is that the Board of Supervisors has voted to keep a nativity scene at the courthouse where it has been for years. The American Humanist Association tried to intimidate local officials, but instead the board voted to keep it. Tim Holloman is the board attorney.
Whether you are a person of faith or a person of non-faith, at least even people of non-faith enjoy that there are people of faith that preach the peace and love of God and not the fear and prey on people's fears like we're seeing in some of the radical religions.
The nativity scene is all the project of the workers who volunteered their time.
This nativity display was something that was purchased by the employees and set up by the employees to express their freedom of religion, if you will. And it's been done for many, many years, probably 20 or 30 years, this nativity, not this particular one, but the nativity scenes have been set up by the employees.
For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Hard. Meantime, Trump is kicking around the idea of not going to the next presidential debate. Trump said he might not show up just to watch the ratings tank. Last night's face-off drew an average of 18 million people, making it the third most watched primary debate of all time. A new study shows that antibiotics can be a safe and effective alternative to surgery in many children with appendicitis. Dr. Pina Ermenechi of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, led the research.
Uncomplicated acute appendicitis can oftentimes be treated successfully with just antibiotics alone.
Nearly 200 children are hospitalized for appendicitis every day in the U.S. The pediatric surgeon says he got the idea for the study after finding that most kids admitted to the hospital at night for surgery in the morning felt much better after getting antibiotics. Dr. Menecci says children with an extremely swollen or ruptured appendix will still require surgery. Those findings are published online in JAMA Surgery. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
The following is a paid program.
The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Financial Industries Regulatory
Authority. That's FINRA.
Yeah, you know what gets me is we had a perfect name for it before, then they had to go change it, so we had to learn the new name.
Right.
See, you know, folks, just as an aside, because those of you that are loyal listeners that understand who we are, I don't need to tell you who we are, but I'm going to tell you who we are in a minute anyway. But if you ever see an ad in the paper where they're hawking an investment, which you'll see, look at the very bottom of the page, all the way down to the bottom of the page. And if they're a securities rep, if they're a securities dealer, if they are a broker, you will see the name usually of a stock brokerage firm like Merrill Lynch or Dean Witter or minus Centaurus Financial. There's like 600 total firms in America. And it'll also very often say SIPC, which is the Securities Insurance Protection Company or corporation, whatever, which protects the consumer for fraud in case somebody does something. There's like $1 million worth of insurance. And then we have FINRA, so it'll say those two words, FINRA, FIPC, and FINRA is the regulatory agency that I donate about $5,000 a year to whatever they do. And that's a regulatory
agency. They regulate.
Yeah. And that's their job.
They keep you regular.
Well,
that's what most regulatory agencies do, though.
That's right.
I thought probiotics did the same thing. Anyway, folks, this is not why we're here. The team.
Why is the pastor turning red?
Pastor Tom, what are you doing throwing up for?
I mean, this is
the show just hardly started.
He did just cross himself.
And by the way, in a half an hour, we have 10, 9, and
special guests.
9 and 10.
They're 10 and 11.
Oh, they're 10. They would kill me, wouldn't they?
That's a big deal.
9 to 10 is a monster. 10 to 11 is another monster. Mm-hmm. But you think about it. If you go from 9 to 10, that's more than 10% of your life.
Yes. Yeah, everything's relative.
When you like me, you go from 70 to 71. It's a half a percent.
But we didn't tell our listeners what 10 and 11-year-olds are coming in.
We have a slew of them that are coming in that are all Girl Scouts, members of Troop 30290, which is in Hobie Sound. I like it. I like Hobie Sound better than Hope Sound myself,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, there's a nice ring to it.
I like it. I like it. Anyway, and then Mike Paulus, who's our member of our group here, who's our mortgage broker, his wife is the troop leader. I could call it troop leader, but what's her official title?
A cat herder.
Nice.
Very good. And anybody that's ever been involved with the Scouts, especially with the Girl Scouts, you know this is not an easy job, corralling all 10 girls all at one time and keeping them all in one room, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
So they're going to come in, and these girls, you know, but the Scouts do a magnificent job. Their job, more than anything, is to help, is to do good things for the community and donate some time, in which they do. And I got a whole long list of all the things they did here and all the good things that they've done. It says here they took over $1,300 from one. No, that isn't what it says.
Anyway. You know, they're more than just cookies, though.
More than
and that's the slogan that Mike just came up with today.
Which is?
We are Girl Scouts, and we're not just cookies.
We're not just cookies, right?
Well, I go on some of these outings with them, and one of them was down at the Girl Scout camp, and there was a big Marine-looking guy who gets out of a car. He must have been six and a half feet, about 240, 250, and he had a shirt on that said, "I'm man enough to be a Girl Scout." About 240, 250, and he had a shirt on that said,
The concept is the girls... They're going to come in and they're going to sing some Christmas carols for the last half of the show. But let's talk about the first half of the show. First half of the show, Team Martek started 10 or 12 years ago. We're not sure exactly how long ago, but we know it was before 2004. And the concept was very simple. Joe Martek's a financial advisor, called a stockbroker or securities principal, lots of licenses. I handle investments. Whether it's an IRA, a rollover, a 401k, all the questions that you might have during those things, that's what I'm here to answer. But in order to be a credible professional, there's no such thing as any one person knowing everything. So over a period of time, I had to add other professionals that I felt had, number one, integrity, number two, experience, credibility. So with me sitting here today is the father of one of the Girl Scouts, Mr. Mike Polis, mortgage broker, who's been probably the most active in the entire group because of all of the stuff that's going on in the mortgage industry and the housing.
We've seen quite a bit, quite a few changes.
Monster changes within the last 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. Monster changes. You know, and in fact, I was talking on the radio today and I said, you know, what people don't really know ahead of time because we take things for granted are credit scores. Now, back years ago when I had a mortgage company in 82, there was no such thing as a credit score because they didn't do such things.
Right. We live and die by them today.
Yeah. But today, that's everything, right?
That's everything.
But you basically can get somebody financed and get them a home in a mortgage in credit scores from 500 to 800.
Yeah. You know, most lenders have their own criteria for credit scores. Now, if you're going for a conventional loan, and that's anything that's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, that's pretty standard in the industry. You have to have at least a 620 credit score. But FHA really doesn't set a credit score standard. Each individual lender will set their own criteria. So we have, since we deal with a lot of different lenders, we have lenders that will go all the way down to 500 for a credit score
and
in FHA.
Yeah. And what Mike does, another thing, by the way, folks, and one of the reasons Mike's a part of the group was that I have direct experience with lenders. And if you walk into XYZ Bank, I don't care which one it is, they'll take an application and you leave. And 2 or 3 weeks later, normally they'll say yes or no. And that's pretty fair. I'm giving you the quick, short version.
Yeah, and you have to put yourself in the situation of the bank because, you know, they're not going to let the first line of defense give a yes or no answer. They're not going to let the teller say, yeah, we can do this loan or not. They're going to go through the whole process before they let you know. You know, in a smaller company like mine, what we do is, you know, we pre-qualify you right up front, you know, and if you're not in a position to get a mortgage now, we can point you in the right direction and tell you what to do in order to get yourself
now, right ready. Up front means within about 15 minutes.
Yes.
So, I mean, literally, you'll know where you stand with Mike in 15 minutes. And another little minor thing, people think when they deal with not the bank, we got some funny circumstances, which I'm not going to get into too much, about people that are retired bankers that got turned down because the rules have changed. But the key thing is this. Mike is not going to charge you any more and probably less than if you go into your favorite bank.
Yeah, and you know, we sell to all the major lenders. And we don't have the bricks and sticks expenses that they have. We don't have branches on every corner. We don't do car loans. We don't do checking accounts. All we do is mortgages, and I think we do them well, and I think we do them much more affordably than the big lenders can.
1-888-221-8990. That's the phone number here. Okay, class, write this down. This is important. 888-221-8990. Now, what you have is, in my opinion, a very blessed group of men and one woman who have been in business for 20 and 30, in fact, I think 37 years is Dan, a long, long time.
Been in business?
Yeah. I think he's 37 now. And the whole concept is these are extremely experienced, extremely credible people that are here to help people. And we've been very blessed that we've been able to help quite a few people, and it's been a very gratifying thing. Vince Rosino, CPA, is sitting here, and Vince is not only what I'm going to call a CPA, but he's a forensic CPA. That's a big word to me because that means he's recognized by the court system, as an expert witness, and that doesn't happen overnight. Usually it takes a bit of time and a bit of credentials. Now, he's another old guy like me, so he's got a lot of experience.
Not quite as old.
Not as old. Hey, as long as I stay alive, you'll never be as old as me. But, you know.
Well, but I'm creeping up. Well, I guess
percentage-wise, it keeps getting closer and closer.
Exactly.
My mother used to say that. Oh, speaking of which, we have a caller. Let me just take that real quick. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe.
Joe. How you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. I had a question for you guys about mortgages. I've been listening to you guys for a while now. I used to listen to y'all when I was headed up to the college up there in the IRSC. And I was always tuning in my ear for anything in regards to a VA home loan. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process right now of trying to get pre-approved or pre-qualified for a mortgage. Now, to my understanding, I was in the clear because I was keeping track with Credit Karma and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, man, I paid this off. It's great. Yeah. I am going to get a home soon. And I walk into, I call into a broker office and he pulls my credit. And it turns out that my credit score wasn't as high as I initially thought.
Yes.
And so,
I tell you,
what's going on now is I'm taking care of the things that he told me I should take care of that mm-hmm. would impact my credit score so I could get to a 610, I believe it is, for a VA home loan because mm-hmm. I'm a veteran. And so now I'm on that step. But my question really is what is the difference between, would there be any difference between buying a home, like something that's on the market right now, or building a home? Is there any difference in that for people like myself, just trying to get some information in regards to that, I guess?
Well, as far as your credit score goes, your credit score still has to meet the requirements regardless of whether you're buying or building. And I tell you what, you're going to probably be able to buy an existing home cheaper than building a new home in this market. Because the market's still being influenced somewhat by foreclosure sales, short sales, and whatnot, and that's bringing down the marketability of some homes or the market prices of homes. Where if you built a house, you know, the cost of construction really didn't go down, even during the recession period. Maybe you could have got the labor a little bit cheaper, but the materials didn't go down in price.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite at that level where it's cheaper or even the same price to buy a new home versus, purchase something that's existing.
But you also have another thing. Does VA do construction to perm?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to find. I mean, there's not many lenders that do that.
You understand what happens is if you're going to build a home, that means you have to get what's called a construction loan that then converts to a permanent loan, which would be a 30-year or 15-year. And that's more difficult than just going and buying an existing house. And once you know your credit score, then like you were saying, once you've got your credit in a good position, then life moves a little bit easier. And the market is still, if it's around $200 a square foot to build a new house, isn't it, Mike?
You know, you can put the travertine marble floors in, or you can put basic carpet, in there. So, you know, the price per square foot's going to vary dramatically. But I tell you what, it's given, what the situation you just described, I think it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to buy an existing home than versus getting a construction loan. Now, there are some builders out there that will build a house and you just get a takeout at the end. Now, the problem, the risk you take then is what happens if your score goes down while they're building that house and you have, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in escrow? You stand to possibly lose that money if you can't get that mortgage at the end.
Also, with a VA, gotcha. What's down payment for today with a
zero?
VA? Okay, zero money down
zero.
For VA.
But every builder, if you,
but you're not going to do a construction without any money down.
Exactly.
So you can't do construction without money down.
Well, no, the builder. I mean, if you're going to do a new construction, where the builder's going to build the house and you just get a takeout at the end, which is basically just buying an existing home, the builder's going to want some money in escrow in order for them mm-hmm. to start and build this house for you.
See, he's got to go borrow the money, in effect, if he's going to do the house, and then he's got to pay off that loan, which has cost money. So if you're the one that's going to take it out, meaning pay him off, he wants to know for sure you're going to post.
Right. And so the builder, what the builder is going to do is they're going to factor in all their costs to build the house, all their costs of carrying that house during the construction period, and then, the cost of selling that to you and build in their profit. So I think you're going to be better off buying something that's existing, if you can find something out there.
Is this going to be your first house?
Yes, this will be my first time buying.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is an old guy here. If you do the easy way first, 2-3 years from now, 4 years from now, 1 year from now, you could sell that house and do it again. And, you know, you might get, because the market appears to be on a good upward spiral,
right,
you could make a profit and then build that house that you really want, but you lay the groundwork a whole lot better for it. Make sense?
Makes sense.
And that situation you explained with Credit Karma, I mean, I run into this every day. You know, companies like that, they develop their own credit score model, and they're not, and they could be nowhere near the actual model that Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion uses. And most of the time, I see that Credit Karma's credit scores are higher than the real scores that you get from the three bureaus.
There you go.
Yeah, they want to make me excited.
Well, you know, it works, but here's the bottom line is, once you're dealing with a credible broker like Mike, he's going to counsel you all the way through. And what Mike does in 15 minutes, you know where you stand and what it might take you 3 months, 6 months, or even a year to get yourself in the right position where you really can make a really good decision. So,
Joe and guys, I mean, the one thing that pulled up also was that I'm a junior, so I had a lot of my dad's senior mm-hmm. stuff showing up on mine. I don't know if it was a Social Security issue, so I had to, you know, dispute some of those. But
of course,
I'm talking tons of stuff.
Yeah, but that's not abnormal.
No, especially if you're a junior or senior and your name is Smith or Jones. That makes things even worse.
That's what Mike does. Mike could work with you through that stuff to help you get through it. So, you know, hey, that's what a good broker does for you.
Amen.
All right, my man. Anything else you can think of?
That's all I had. Thank you.
Anytime we can help you.
Here and answering my call.
Anytime we can help you, you call us, okay?
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. So our forensic CPA, because what happens is, if we haven't noticed, the tax code's only, 65 or 70,000 pages?
It's about 75,000 now, Joe.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That sure makes
and
it
growing.
Easy.
And growing.
let's simplify it, right? Well, it was 67, let's make it 75,000. That way we make it easier.
Well, you know, the latest round of budget talks probably added another 1,000 or 2,000 pages to it.
Because they're always going to have snuffers.
They got something in there that affects taxation.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing you have all those pages memorized.
I do.
Actually, I do. I'm looking. I see it written down on his forehead even from here. He's beaming.
I memorized that as much as I've memorized all the Bible.
I think he carries a cheat sheet with him.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's just so complex these days that most times I have to go back and do the research. Now,
well, here's the thing that happens, though, too. What happens today may not be the same as tomorrow.
Exactly.
So even though, hey, here's my opinion today, let me just double check it and look it up because you don't know.
And we get updates every day, Joe. I get emails, I get digests, you know, the professional digests.
Right.
And so we get up to the minute things of what's going on in Congress. And so sometimes you wonder, well, where did that go? Like now we have the tax extenders out there, right? Well, Congress still has not passed
5-day
the tax
thing.
Extenders.
I like this thing. I get this thing from compliance. Now, my manuals are like, you know, thick. So something comes up and the compliance guy calls me and says, well, didn't you read the manual?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You turkey, what are you calling me for? If I was reading the manual all the time, I'd never make a living. That's all I'd be doing is sitting there and be a compliance officer,
exactly.
Which I can't say out loud. And I'm not saying that on the radio, because I love you, compliance guys.
And he means no offense to you guys over there in compliance.
That's just called life. That's just the way the system works. But, you know, and honestly, I've had what I call very good people in compliance. Once they know that you're not out there trying to hurt people, they work with you to make sure you're doing the right thing for people. And that's what this whole business is about. And that's what our radio show is about.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. I mean, that was a big, big name, meaning independent, meaning he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client, and he has 70 to 100 companies that if Dan doesn't have one that fits people, there is no such thing, with the exception of mega yachts and airplanes.
Yes.
Dan does not do mega yachts and airplanes.
Well, we all specialize.
We all specialize
in certain arenas. I mean, I don't do commercial loans, so I wouldn't be the person to go for
it. Well,
for
it's like Greg Fasula, attorney, who's in my opinion, the only attorney I'd like to have is a next-door neighbor. But if somebody came along with a $50 million estate, we've got to go to a tax attorney that does that, that has all kinds of credentials because The tax laws, when it comes to death, says everything over $5.5 million is up to a 40% or 50% tax, and there's ways to mitigate a good portion of that for your heirs.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes people that have tremendous amounts of credibility and experience in court cases and tests. It's not an easy thing. But the 99% of us that are in that $1 million or less, a will, a trust, Greg is probably the only attorney, as I said, I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor. But more importantly, he's a good listener. He's a nice person. He's a gentle person. And we got Connie yelling at us from the corner. What is she pointing at?
She's pointing that we've got
our guests are here. Why don't you bring them in? we have to get hieroglyphics, or not hieroglyphics, what is it? Sign language from Connie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that.
Now, we need a sign.
We need a sign. 1-888-221. It's not 15 seconds yet. Don't be in such a hurry.
No. I'm just showing him I have a
30
sign.
Minutes left in the show.
1-8. We're not 30 minutes into it yet.
Well, 25 minutes into it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, I forgot her. And what happens when you're buying a house, and this fellow's, listen, here we go. We put together a very credible realtor who's got tons of experience, and I mean since 1980, who is the most honest person alive, who is the hardest working person I know, period. And I'm not talking just realtor, I'm talking period. And she, with Mike, works hand in glove very often to get people into the home they want to get into.
Yeah, that's important. You have to have everybody on the same page.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We've been very, very fortunate that for the last 10 or 15 years, we've been doing these radio shows, and this group, see, none of us house together. I mean, we don't share office space. We don't share commissions or fees. I've never really liked the concept of one person at the top of the pyramid, and everybody else works under them, and they're in charge, because to me, the best people don't ever fit in that pyramid. They go out on their own,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
right.
and that's what we've got. We've got people with 20 and 30. Dan, I think, is 37 years. Vince, you're only 104 years, I think.
No, I'm about 37 years in business, but not my own. I work for others for a long time. Yeah. In my own business, about 23 years.
There you go. And Mike, you're like 25 years now, aren't you?
Yeah, this past September was 26 years.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
You're getting old, and I don't even see, you dye your hair?
No. Well, as soon as it starts turning gray, I get it all cut off.
Yeah, right?
I love
Pretty
it.
Soon when you're bald, we'll know that.
Yeah, I've noticed my hair keeps getting shorter and shorter every year.
Hey, do we have a covey out here yet?
They'll be in.
They're not in yet?
Not yet.
When you get them all together, they're coming in?
It's a group of 10 girls. Or wow. They're going to be late.
They're going to be late.
Oh, how did that happen?
How did it happen?
I've never heard of women being late.
Rarely it happens.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Vince, as we come into the end of the year, is there anything that we should know about taxes and what things we can do?
And Joe, even on the investment front, and Joe, you could address this even more. But what you really should be looking at your loss carryforwards, for example, capital loss carryforwards, and in the case where you do have losses, whether they're long-term, short-term loss carryforwards, you should be integrating that with your current strategy, what's in your portfolio, what makes sense to utilize these losses, and the types, whether they're long-term or short-term, because depending on what you got carried forward and what you have in the current year, you need to strategize what's your best. Because you know short-term losses, net short-term losses,
mm-hmm.
you're limited to $3,000 deduction for that.
Here's a scenario. Let's say I made $10,000 in investments this year, but I have another investment that I lost $5,000 on.
Right.
Can I sell that one for $5,000, and will that offset my gain to $5,000? Because I had 10.
Well, there's an order to this, Joe.
Yeah.
The order is that normally you match up your short-term gains and your long-term gains.
Okay.
And then you match them up. Long-term gains, long-term losses, short-term gains, short-term losses.
But the
two of them are combined.
Okay.
They can offset each other. And then if it's a net long-term gain, then you've got a rate of 15% or 20% depending on your income.
Exactly.
If it's a short-term gain, it's all taxed ordinary.
Exactly.
So short-term gains or ordinary gains.
Now, short-term usually means it's
a year or less.
Right.
And then it's short-term. But those are ordinary income. That's
right.
Why it's very important that you offset to the extent you can the short-term losses, because they don't mean as much to
I've had this question a couple of times, and I said, here's the thing number one you do. You got to call Vince or another CPA, and you've got to have exact information, because it can't be general. You've got to know exact short-term or long-term, whichever it might be. And it might make a monster difference in your tax bill, because if it moves you under a certain bracket, you could go, let's say, from a 35 down to a 30 or down to a 25 rather than pay the higher rate. You could be thousands of dollars of savings to do this strategy.
Yes.
But you don't have much time.
No, you don't. A lot of this has to be done before year end. Well, the gains and losses on securities has to be accomplished before the end of the year.
Now, do they have to be settled transactions?
They have to be settled prior to, yes, they need to be settled before December 31st.
So they better get moving.
They've got a couple of weeks, basically.
In fact, literally.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not too hard to do. You just basically, once you know what you need to do, you then, the next phone call is to your broker and say buy or sell or whatever might needs to be done, and it's almost done quickly.
Well, that's on the investment front. And then on the ordinary income and deductions item, you should try to, depending on your circumstances, if you're in business, for example, you may want to accelerate your income into the current year if your income is otherwise lower than it normally is. Well, you might want to accelerate deductions into the current year if you're in a business situation. I go through the planning mode with my clients this time of year to see what strategy makes sense for them. Now, the other thing you need to look at is your personal deductions. Schedule A on your tax return, you folks out there. Most people here in South Florida that I see, most people take the standard deduction.
Right.
Because either they've paid for their homes or their mortgages, the mortgage interest is small enough that together with the taxes doesn't get them or just barely gets them over standard.
But how about charitable deductions?
Charitable deductions falls into the same pot as the Schedule A deductions. You're limited depending on the type of deduction, the type of contribution it is. Most contributions are limited to either 50% of your income or 60% of your income, depending on the type of thing that you're donating. Let's say you're making non-cash contributions.
Right.
You got a beautiful car you want to contribute, or you have a piece of artwork or something like that. There's limitations on how much you can deduct, but it's normally 50%.
Here's a question that comes up quite often. If I have an IRA, a 401k, a 457, a SEP IRA, all of these different types of tax-deferred instruments, do I have to have that money in by December 31st for calendar year 2015 taxes, or can I go all the way till next April?
No, when it comes to normal 401ks and the 503s and 457s and all those have to be taken into account before year end. You have to have it withheld from your pay. In other words, you must make the contribution before.
Well, if you're self-employed, you have to put that money into an account.
Different with self-employed. It depends on what you've got. If you've got an IRA, for example, your IRAs, you can wait until April 15th to make your IRA deduction.
Are you talking
2016?
2016.
Are you talking a traditional IRA?
It's a traditional IRA, or you can even do the SEP IRA.
A SEP IRA.
Now, with the SEP IRAs, those are geared towards self-employed people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's based on income that you've earned from self-employment, or in the case of like S-Corps, would be dependent on your compensation, wages that you took out. Those things, you could actually extend the contribution if your tax returns are extended. So you might be able to extend the SEP IRA until you actually file your tax return and make the contribution. And
so it actually technically could actually be after April 15th.
Correct.
As long as it could be all the way in October.
Could be October, yes.
Yeah. Well, but you know, there's rules here, and we're not going to get into a lot of specifics because each person is an individual and each person's circumstances are different. But it may pay a person to actually start a SEP IRA because the amount you can contribute is higher than a traditional IRA.
And you might want to start thinking about, for example, setting up Roth IRAs for
if you're
thinking about your grandchildren or something like that, and you wanted to make a little nest egg for your grandchild. You might consider setting up a Roth IRA and let it accumulate tax deferred, actually tax free in the case of Roths.
Yeah, well, what happens with the Roth and what Vince is, let's say you can put $5,000, $56,000, let's just use a round number. You take that and you pay tax on it, but 18 years from now, that grandbaby graduates from high school, and 100% of that money you can give to that grandchild for college or for whatever purpose, tax-free.
Right. And there's another program out there called
529 plans,
which are also available for those purposes, for saving money for your kids' education. The only caveat there is you must make sure that every dollar you take out goes towards covered expenses at the college level, because I had a couple of clients that took out the money but didn't spend all of it.
I know.
So then it becomes taxable?
Sudden, then it becomes taxable to them. Yeah, that's not a happy note.
Well, you also have the Florida prepaid. There's all kinds of different things. And some of these things can affect your tax basis.
Be careful with that word basis, Charles.
Forget the word basis. Can affect your tax consequences.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got to be careful. When you're talking to a CPA, they mean every word they say.
Basis means something to a CPA.
I know.
As a matter of fact, this is the first time. Talking about basis, Joe, they just changed the law. You know that if somebody, normal statute of limitations is 3 years. So if the IRS examines your return, they've got actually 3 years from the date you file that return.
Right.
To audit it.
Unless you didn't file.
Well, if you don't file, you know, the statute runs forever on a return that it doesn't file. But let's assume you filed. They've got 3 years to
go back to see if they're going to audit.
But there's a hook. The hook is if there's any fraud in that they detect in those 3 years, they can open up the statute and go 6 years.
Isn't that exciting?
Now, this has been on the books for a while, but the little wrinkle they put in this year is they got something now that they say that if basis, you're talking basis. Let's say that I had sold a house just because it's simple. I sold it. It was an investment property. I paid $200,000 for it. My basis was $100,000. At least my calculated basis was $100,000. And you got $100,000 gain. So you file your tax return on that. Turns out upon audit, you had no justification for $100,000 gain. $100,000 basis cost.
Right.
Really, it was $40,000.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's a $60,000 gap in the gain that you reported. Well, what they're saying now is that $60,000 goes against the statute for fraud because if you understated your income by 25% in a year. That's considered fraud, and they can open you up for that. They never used to talk about the flip side. That was the flip side.
There's a set percentage
that
defines fraud.
Yeah, 25%. If you're understated by 25% or more, that's considered tax.
888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. We have Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, sitting here. Any questions on mortgages? Vince Rosino, CPA, talking taxes. Joe Martek, financial advisor. We can talk IRAs. We just ran through that really quick. We can talk rollovers, 401ks.
We just had a big event today, too.
Which is?
The Fed increased the
quarter of a point.
They raised the rates.
Well, which is fully anticipated. Nobody expects it to make much of a dent or a change in anything.
No, it hasn't affected mortgage rates at all.
They say it's not going to by any meaningful measure.
But it's the first time that rates have been raised in, 9 years?
But mortgage rates, maybe tomorrow. But isn't the 10-year T-bill your biggest indicator?
Yeah, and I read an interesting article the other day where the Fed, 10 years ago when the Fed was raising rates regularly every 3 months, mortgage rates didn't increase at all. So, this doesn't really mean that instantly that your mortgage rate's going to go up.
Right.
Yeah, and I think what Joe was asking, Mike, I think is that, yes, I don't think there's a lockstep adjustment when they adjust the federal rate, the funds rate.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't the mortgage, they're based on long-term rates.
Yeah, closer to the 10-year T-bill.
10-year, that's what I thought.
Now, we used to use LIBOR a lot, which is the London Interbank, whatever. Do we do that anymore?
Yeah. Most adjustable rate mortgages are still based on the LIBOR.
Do we have our guest today? Do we have a covey?
We have four.
Four out of ten.
What happened? They got lost.
I do the best I catch
up. Hey, and we got a miniature scout. Come in.
Emma. Come on. Hi, Emma.
Emma, I'm Joe. Shake my hand. Good to meet you, Emma. Can you sing? Good girl.
Yes. You can join in.
All right, let me ask you a question. We got two girls on this microphone, and we got two on that one, right? Who's got the best voice?
Raising your hand. You have to speak
what's
up.
What's your name?
Sienna.
Okay, now here's what happens. You ready? Now, in order to have the best voice, you got to speak very
You got to be on the mic, Joe.
Right? Pardon me?
You got to be on the mic.
I know. So
can't
I'm
hear you.
The mic's over here.
We can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Well, I'm not.
You've got to be on the mic.
Okay, girl, so here's what we're going to do. You ready? Who's got the second best voice? Nobody.
She's
going to
be in choir.
She's going to be who?
I'm going to be in choir.
You're going to be or you already are?
Well.
Talk into that microphone there and talk real loud.
Practices tonight.
So we're
yeah.
Right now, right?
Yeah, for church.
Okay, good.
So am I.
And you in choir too?
Yes.
And then, okay, so here's what we're going to do. Real loud. You're going to give your name and how old you are and what school you go to. You ready? Come on.
Sienna 10, Hope Sound.
That's where you go to school? Hope Sound College?
Elementary.
And this one?
Katie 11, Hope Sound Elementary.
Very good. And this one?
Olivia 10 years old in Hope Sound Elementary.
And this one?
Olivia 10.
I can't hear you.
Olivia 10, Hope Sound Elementary.
Okay. And that one? What's your name? And how old are you?
5.
And you're almost a Girl Scout, right? That's what I figured. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we're going to have some singing. Uh-oh. We have a baritone over here that can back up the girls. This is like punishment, right? Hanging out with all these girls. Tell the truth. We got a young man here, and he's the only guy, and he's covered up with mothers and young girls. I mean, this is not a pretty picture. Believe me. You have my sympathy, young man. So what's his name?
Ben.
I like that. That's a powerful name. Are you a powerful kid?
Yes.
Right. He's a powerful kid. All right, girls. So now we're going to sing, and we're going to sing loud and clear. We got the microphones in front of us. Do you know what songs you're going to sing?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Silent Night and Jingle Bells.
Which one are you going to do first?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
All right. You ready? Dun 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 dun. Go. Jingle bells.
Okay.
Hey, who's the one
they're
that's
a little
got
shy,
the, who's
little
the one
shy.
That's got the strong voice over here that's supposed to lead the pack?
Yes, yeah. Come on.
Let's, yeah. You're the one that took credit.
Starting.
So you got to be the leader.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey.
You ready?
1, 2, 3. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on the bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on the bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey. All right,
wonderful girls. Wonderful.
You got pretty good there. You know, you're not quite ready for The Voice or American Idol yet, but you're getting close, right?
This is a good start.
This is a good start. You look better than most of them, but you know that doesn't just count. You still have to be able to sing really loud. But I was pretty good. You started to get some volume going there. If we had Ben back there helping you, they'd probably really get loud.
Oh.
But so much for poor Ben, right? You didn't know you might be put on the spot when you came in here, did you, Ben? Aren't you excited now? You don't want to throw up yet, do you? All right, folks. This is the Team Martech Hour, and today, we have four gorgeous Girl Scouts who have done, you should see all this stuff. And if I wrote everything these girls did during this whole year, we'd be here for two more days because you guys have really been busy. Is that true?
Yes.
Show them the back of your vest.
So that what happens is you have all kinds of badges and show me what you've got.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. You know, last time I saw that was on the back of a motorhome, all the states.
Very nice. Congratulations, girls. Nice.
You've got tons of it. How long have you been a Girl Scout?
3 years.
3 years?
This is our fourth year, but this is just from last year.
Wow.
She's been productive.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
Now, does that help because you got a pushy mother? Mother's laughing behind the back here, and Dad's standing behind her very proud, which is good. All right, so we finished one song, and the volume was pretty good. I expect a little more gusto with the second one, right? We got a redhead here who I know has gusto in her. I'm watching her. She's the pushy one, right? Is that true? Kind of?
Nah.
No.
Yes.
Who's the pushy one? Okay. Well, they all pointed at the one person, so you're now stuck with it. So you've got to be the leader and the loudest one, right? So what's our second song?
Silent
Night. Boy, oh boy. You don't need to make it too silent, though. You got to make sure you sing it. Did you guys hear the, did you guys watch The Voice this week with when they sang Silent Night? No? No. I did. It was very exciting, very exciting. Okay. Are you ready? Okay, troop leader, go.
1, 2, 3, go. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
Wait, giggling doesn't count.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Now which one is going into choir? Wait a minute.
The one
and the one that's going to try out for choir, what are you going to do? Try out in the bathroom? Is that it? Well, I'm very impressed. Of course, I'm easily impressed now that I think about it. But the one that was doing the best job over here, right?
She was singing.
Weren't you doing the best job singing?
She was singing a storm, Joe.
You were singing up a storm.
Yep.
Now, whose sister are you? Oh, uh-oh. That's your big sister? Uh-huh. So everything is always her fault? Is that true?
Yeah.
Nothing new there, right? All right, girls, do we have any more songs?
No.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more verse of Jingle Bells. We want it with gusto. Can we do this really? I mean, I want to hear, and jump on it. Because, you know, pretend like you're really in a sleigh and it's 20 below zero and it's snowing out and you got to hurry up and get rid of it so you can go home and eat.
Okay,
right?
Do you want us to sing really loud?
Huh?
Do you want us to sing
really loud? Yes, really loud. Remember, you're trying out for choir. This is a test ahead of time. So we want some really let's really sing like you're doing a solo in front of the whole church.
Okay.
You ready, Mike? You start them off.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey!
Well, very good, girls.
Okay, everybody, excellent. Real loud, tell everybody Merry Christmas. Come on.
Merry Christmas.
There we go. That was perfect. That was perfect.
Thank you, girls.
Well, we thank you so much for coming in. And you know, thank you for this troop leader.
Yes,
for,
thank you for the treat.
Yep, yep. And Ben, you now have to come in and sing a solo. You ready?
He's really
going to
throw up.
Yeah, I know. What happens, folks, we got a whole covey of girls and mothers and one browbeat young man. Now, Ben, how old are you? You 12? Okay, that's what I figured, you know. But, you know, and all of these girls just pick on you unmercifully?
No.
Right. Well, you know, hey, listen, probably in a fair fight, they'd all take you.
He doesn't know this yet, but he'll like that in a couple of years.
Yeah. We all understand that. It's not a pretty picture for a while, but you'll understand. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody. We're glad you got it. Now, remember, when you go out for choir today, you got to sing loud and powerful. Ready? Got it?
Loud and powerful.
Good girl.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Merry Christmas,
everybody. Good luck, Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Practice up. Come back.
1-888-221-8990. How much time we have, Pastor Tom?
We got about 9 minutes.
That's not bad. That wasn't bad. 1-888-221-8990. Oh, good time. You got 9 minutes left. Call us about questions on mortgages, on taxes, on investments, on 401ks, rollovers, transfers, establishing a new IRA or a Roth IRA. Any questions you might have, we'd be glad here to help you with. 1-888-221-8990. Now, by the way, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, you can call and wake Pastor Tom up anytime during the week.
What'd you say?
Talk to him or Connie during the week, and they'll pass you along to us, and we'd be glad to help you. 888-221-8990, and that's a toll-free number any place in the state of Florida. Probably all over the place when I think about it.
Anywhere they can hear this, they can call us toll-free.
Yeah. And by the way, you can also get us online, right?
That's right.
But how do they do that?
WCNO.com. They can stream the audio.
Stream the audio.
Stream it.
Mm-hmm. And we have another caller. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe Martek. Hats off to your girls and their singing there. That was absolutely wonderful.
We all agree. Thank you so much. And you got a very proud papa sitting over here, Mike, whose wife is the one that's the troop leader for all these girls. And you got to give credit to young Ben here to go along with 3-4 mothers and five young girls, and he was the only guy in the crowd.
I'm sure it wasn't his choice.
I don't think he had much of it. He wasn't looking too happy. Anyway, how can we help you?
Okay. Well, we did do a refi on our homesteaded house here a few years back, and I believe the interest on it was like a 0.375, which brought the mortgage payment down pretty good. Is there any way other than that, can we still improve on that?
Well, you said 0.3?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, it can't be. It's 3.75%.
Is it 3.75?
That would be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
if you can get a 0.375, less than 0.4 of a point on a mortgage, we want to franchise you.
No, you did really well. The only thing I could suggest is, by any chance, when you refinance, does that loan have mortgage insurance or PMI?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure that.
You know, that might be something to look at, because if your loan has PMI, private mortgage insurance, there's a chance you might be able to get rid of that if it's a conventional loan. And what happens is there's a federal law that if you have 22% equity in the property, you can have the mortgage insurance removed. And after 2 years, you can get an appraisal done. And if you have that much equity in it, you can remove the mortgage insurance. That's really the only way I can see to improve your situation, unless you go down into a very short-term loan, like a 10-year, where you could be in the low threes. But chances are it won't be worth your while. You have a real good deal.
And the other side of the coin is, let me just go back to this mortgage insurance. It could amount to $2,000 a year.
Yes.
I mean, it's a big chunk of money that most people don't pay attention to.
I would definitely look at your monthly statement and see if you're paying mortgage insurance, because if you are, you've been in the loan long enough where you might be able to get rid of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I would look at the state.
That's just a phone call to the mortgage company, yes?
Yeah, you know, you can look at your statement. Usually it's right on the statement, but if you're unsure about it, call the mortgage company. Ask if you have mortgage insurance on that. Because if you do, then what you might want to do or might need to do is you may have to pay for an appraisal. But don't do anything without consulting with your current mortgage company, because they may not accept your appraisal. They may want one of their appraisers to appraise the property.
But, you know, if you could save $2,000 and it might cost you $300 or $400 for the appraisal, it's sure worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a wonderful deal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. When you refinance, do you remember if you got a 95, 90% loan, or do you remember how big it was, loan to value?
Loan to value? No, I don't.
Okay. Best thing to do is what Mike said. You call your lender and or look at your statement. I'd call the lender regardless, even after you look at the statement, just to get it from the horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because sure. Then if you find out you do have mortgage insurance, you're going to need to discuss your options with them. But there's a real good pamphlet on the internet. If you Google MGIC, that's the mortgage company, the mortgage insurance company I like to use, they have a wonderful website, and there's a brochure on there. It tells you exactly the steps required to remove your mortgage insurance.
Aha, very good.
Yep. Okay. I mean, that'd make a nice Christmas present, $2,000, don't you think?
Yes, indeed it would.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, I'm glad you called. It's a question we haven't had, and we appreciate that very much. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless.
Thank you.
1-888-221-8990.
We're down to how much time, Tom?
About a minute and 45 seconds.
Which is probably not enough time for another phone call, but what you do is if you have questions for anybody in the group, you call Pastor Tom or Connie, and they'll take your name and number and pass it on, and we will call you up and help you any way we can. And by the way, everybody, including the attorney, including Dan, everybody in our group charges you nothing to talk to you. Literally, if it comes to a point that you need more than just talking to on the phone and you hire us, that's a different story. But the bottom line is there's nothing to help people. 1-888-221-8990. So, now listen, class, you're supposed to memorize that number, you know, because we appreciate phone calls. We're here to help. 888-221-8990. Words of wisdom here, Mr. Rosino, CPA.
As somebody once said, watch both ways before you cross the street.
You said that last week.
Yes.
You know, you're a great American.
Yeah, really, really. I like some saying, one of my favorite ones from this might be Winston Churchill, and I'm not sure. And that is a very simple one. Man is known by his words. Very simple.
Okay.
Man is known by his words. So what I'm saying today is people have to be careful what they say sometimes, because those things can come back to haunt you, especially if you have a wife. All right, folks, we're almost done. We're down to 15 seconds. Pastor Tom is waving his cards at us. That means we should be done. Thank you so much, and until next week.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
We are bearing gifts. tear us apart. Over field and mountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.